Joining us from Kiawah Island Resort is Natalie Payne. Natalie, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Natalie, we love Kiawah, and you've got a big event coming up, the Friendship Cup, that's in its 10th year. I want to talk to you a little about that, and then I want to talk a little bit more about Kiawah in general. I think there are some misconceptions about Kiawah that I want to dispel today. Today is the day to dispel those misconceptions. But while let's get started with the Friendship Cup. Tell me what's going on down there and why this is such a big event.
Sure. So the Friendship Cup is, as you said, this is our 10th year, so we're blowing it out, you know. It's March 10th through the 13th, and this started really as a reason and a tournament to bring people to Kiawah in the off-season, like when they wouldn't think of coming. It started in February, but now we've inched it into mid-March. So this year we're expecting highs of 68 to 70 degrees, which is perfect golf weather, and it really is just the ultimate buddies weekend. So you come in on Thursday. That night we're going to have a Macallan whiskey scotch tasting. We're bringing in like their ambassador from D.C. We'll have an opening dinner to honor the past champions, and we'll award the prestigious jacket, you know, to last year's winners. And then every single night we have a similar fun dinner, be it an oyster roast and barbecue. The last night's more of kind of a formal awards dinner. But every night after dinner we have a hospitality suite with a full swing golf simulator, foosball, can jam, cornhole, darts. You know, it's just a really inclusive weekend, too. It includes all your booze, all your food, all your golf. So it's an awesome deal.
So when you have an event like this, it's been in its 10th year, how do you continue to make it better? I know some guys who've been down there for it in the past, and you know, you've got to continue to up yourself. How do you do that when you have an event that's already been successful?
Yeah, it's a little bit stressful, to be honest. We're just constantly looking for new ideas. We're constantly leaning on our partners. You know, this year, everybody gets a $450 value Titleist package as well. So you're going to get to, we're going to have a shopping experience. You're going to get to choose from a driver or a Scotty Cameron putter or two customized wedges. We have an amazing, actually from Charlotte, The Stranger, it's a Billy Joel cover band. He's coming in. It's a five-piece band, so one night we're going to have them. So we just try to find cool things to add. We have a cigar roller. We have a caricature artist that keep people entertained. A lot of people come back because they like it, a lot of the stuff to be the same, too. You know, we all kind of find comfort, and it's like, oh, well, I know it's going to have this, and I know it's going to have this. So we keep some things the same because people just love it and it's tradition, and then we just try to pepper in some of the new fun stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, booze, food, gifts, bands, that all sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about the competitive side of it. It's a two-man tournament for male amateurs only. So is this, is it weighted by, you know, registered handicaps? I mean, how do you put your team together? How do you get in? What's the process? And then what is the playing format?
So it's two man. We do net best ball. The top 10 teams, net teams, win amazing trips. So we have this huge prize board. You have 30 seconds to go up and choose your trip. And it could be trips to, you know, the Phoenician or Pinehurst or Innisbrook, other golf resorts. So we have some amazing prizes. We also have a top gross team. We have an individual low gross and low net. And then we have a senior championship team as well. But we have players that are from ages 25 to 75, and we have plus handicaps all the way up to, you know, high teens. So it really is kind of something for everyone. You will definitely have more serious players that are there to win. And then some guys, it's just like, hey, this is our annual golf trip. We just want to have fun. You know, so you have a little bit of both. But we definitely take the handicap verification process very seriously. We want to uphold the integrity of the tournament because the prizes are really great. And so we do definitely require that valid handicap.
So now, wait a second. When you're going up to grab your prizes and decide on your trip, if you have somebody who has trouble with commitment or making decisions, if they're too slow, do they have to go to like East St. Louis or Camden, New Jersey?
Yeah, they might get like, you know, Detroit or no. All the prizes are
nothing
great.
Like August in Detroit.
We do give them ahead of time. They get like a full packet that they can kind of, you know, consult their wives or their significant others, or they've made the decision pretty much. They have their top 1, 2, 3 when they go up there.
All right, so we're keeping it above board by making sure that everybody's handicap is registered, and you do have some guys who are there to win, but you also get some recreational golfers too. Who seems to have a better time?
I'm sorry?
Who seems to have a better time? the recreational golfer who's there for the party, the bands, and the booze, or the guys who are really serious golfers?
I think really serious golfers, you can definitely tell that some guys get in their head, and
yeah.
We're going to have live scoring. We use Golf Trip Genius for the live scoring, so you do kind of have an idea of where you stand on the leaderboard, so that makes it even more competitive, and even the guys that would typically have that, you know, fourth or fifth beer, maybe we'll hold back and try to play a little better if they think they still have a chance.
All right, Natalie, be honest. Do some guys wear matching outfits? Be honest.
Oh, of course. You should see. We have an apparel like best outfit contest. If you win the best dress for the weekend, you win another weekend at the sanctuary. So you better come dressed to your best.
Wait, does best dress mean I have to dress like my partner, or can I just be better dressed than everyone else?
We have the ones that, I will tell you, the ones that have won in the past do match.
Okay.
And they are so ridiculously over the top. Socks, shoes, everything, and you do have to still have proper golf attire with the collar and with the pants and all of that. But I mean, look at some pictures on the website. It's crazy.
Okay. So it's not a Halloween costume party. I mean, Mark and
no.
I couldn't go dressed as Shrek and Donkey and win best dress.
No, you must still have golf attire for sure, but they make some pretty crazy golf attire these days.
All right. Well, before we let you go, we're going to come back to this and let everybody know how to get registered and how to learn more about this. But I'm curious, Kiowa, I moved to the Carolinas in the late 80s, and Kiowa at the time had a reputation for being sort of for golf only sort of rich guys. How has that changed?
Well, so the other part of my job is calling on high-end travel agents and consumers directly in different cities all over the country. And you are so right in that, the main part of my job is educating them that we are so much more than a golf resort. We have one of the top 10 beaches in the country. It's 10 miles of private beach. We have the five-star hotel, the Sanctuary, which is, the more upscale product. But if you just want to come and have a good old family beach vacation, we have 400 condos in our rental pool. We have 90 homes up to 8 bedrooms. And then there's, award-winning tennis, 24 tennis courts. Our nature program, I think what a lot of people don't know is that we're protected by a nature conservancy. So we actually have up to 15 naturalists on staff during the summer that take you through the river and out fishing and alligator hunting and bird watching. And, there's so much as far as that side of Kiowa too, kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding. And then the kids programs are phenomenal. We even do a good job with that weird teen tween age group, that just likes to text all day.
Yeah. What does that entail? How do you capture them?
Well, we have teen-only kayaking and boat excursions and hiking around, bike tours. We have pickup basketball. We have foosball, archery. We have a new disc golf, frisbee golf course. Even the adults like that, of course, because that can get really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think because Kiowa is a gated community, you can kind of feel comfortable letting I can let my 12-year-old ride his bike and have a little more freedom and feel comfortable with that. And I think that's what that teen tween age group really appreciates.
And it's not all Vineyard Vines and Lily Pulitzer, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, flip-flops is our state shoe here in South Carolina. We, especially in the summer, it's going to be more beach and families, spring and fall more, girl spa getaways, guys golf trips, couples. And then this time of year, I did want to mention wintertime. We have a golf and gourmet special where you can stay at the Sanctuary and get 2 rounds of golf or 2 dinners for $300.
Wow.
So really good deal. And if you want to up it to $400, you can play the Ocean Course as part of that.
So, all right. So throughout the year, there are deals to be had. Where do we find those deals? I mean, I know you're
absolutely
out there, you're out there talking to travel agents and CVBs and all that stuff all the time. But how
right.
do I, as just an individual who says, hey, you know what, it's time to give Kiowa a shot, how do I find out about the deals? How easy is it to get to from around the Carolinas? Give us a little bit more insight into that.
Well, from the Charlotte area, I mean, it's a 3-hour drive, if that, so it's fairly easy to get to Greenville as well. Go to KiowaResort.com. Our website's definitely going to be the most accurate and up-to-date information. If you want to register for the Friendship Cup, or if you want to see more about that golf or gourmet winter package, it's right there on the homepage. So KiowaResort.com. We also have a very active Facebook and Twitter. Under just Kiowa Island Golf Resort would be the official Facebook page.
Awesome. So, all right. So to go out and register for the Friendship Cup, How many spots are available? How big does it get? What time do I need to be there?
Our max number of teams is 100. We had 92 last year, so we still have some spots left, but I would highly encourage people to sign up quickly. What else did you ask me? KiowaResort.com. Just go there. That's the easiest.
Okay.
My information's on there as well. I just need a registration form from each man. You know, people should also think about this if they entertain or have an entertaining budget. This is a really good entertaining weekend. I mean, you will look amazing to your client. We also encourage bigger groups. You know, you can certainly come as just two or four guys, but I have groups up to 20 that will come. And if you have eight or more, we'll reserve seating for you at the dinners. So you can kind of have your own buddy trip within this tournament, and I do all the work for you. Or my team, you know, our team does all the work for you.
Well, I like anybody who does all the work for me. So that I'm all in on that. So, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll get people out to sign up for the Friendship Cup, and we'll continue our relationship with Kiowa Resort and KiowaResort.com.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.